This is a CBC podcast. Take a trip around the world with As It Happens. From the complex headlines of the day to the weird and wacky, As It Happens brings you the story behind the story. Download the podcast at cbc.ca/as it happens.
Why was it important for you to visit the community of Grassy Narrows?
Well, I had the opportunity to meet with a number of people from Grassy Narrows, including some youth who had walked, actually, to Toronto, to Queen's Park, a few weeks ago before the summer. And they had come to Queen's Park to do a fish fry and to impress upon MPPs their concerns about ongoing implications of the mercury poisoning of the fish in the water around Grassy Narrows. So I met with them and I said to them that I really wanted to have an opportunity to visit the community and to hear from them there. And so I was glad to be able to arrange to go up.
And had you been thinking of visiting the community before that event, or was that event the trigger?
No, I had been thinking about it because I knew that this was an issue, and since I was appointed last October to the Ministry of Aboriginal Affairs, I have attempted to visit a number of the more remote communities. I just hadn't managed to get to Grassy Narrows yet, but I was happy to be able to do so.
So what did you see in Grassy Narrows?
So what I saw was a community that is still struggling with some of the aftermath of the contamination many years ago. I see a community that is working very hard to try to get on their feet in terms of economic development. And I was very happy to have a chance to talk with the chief and some counselors about some of their ideas for economic development, training ideas. I was happy to be able to reopen the conversation on the issues around mercury, because there is a mercury disability board, and there is a feeling in the community that the science hasn't been looked at correctly, and that some of the compensation is not what it should be. But we haven't, as a government, been in close conversation with the community over the past number of years. And so that's what needed to be reconnected. And so I've made a commitment to the community that by September we will reenact, we'll revitalize that interministerial committee, and we'll work with the community to put some of these issues on the table. And I think it's important that it's interministerial, because it's not just the Ministry of Aboriginal Affairs, it's the Ministry of Health, it's the Ministry of the Environment that needs to be involved.
And when you say interministerial, you mean those ministries are going to work together?
They're going to work together, yeah. So it's a committee made up of a number, representatives of a number of different ministries. Yes, sir, I don't mean to use short form.
What were the community members telling you? What stories were people sharing with you?
Well, some really heartbreaking stories about lives that have, you know, older people who have been struggling with disease their whole lives, many of whom are getting compensation now. They already are getting compensation, but who feel that either it's inadequate, or they feel that there are generations of people who have come after them who have been affected and still need to have some support. All of those issues are complex, and one of the complexities is that there are a number of different scientific opinions on all of this, and the federal government doesn't hold the same opinion as even the province or the community. So one of the other factors is getting the federal government to come to the table as well. But that's not going to stop us from taking action and getting the provincial ministries involved.
What changes, though, because you may not be able to get the federal government to the table right away?
No, we may not be able to, but I think that there may be some things that we can do in terms of working with the Mercury Disability Board. I know that the chair of the Mercury Disability Board is interested in talking with us and looking at how the board is functioning, and I don't know what the specific changes might be, but I think that we have to find a way to to get moving, and that hasn't been possible over the last few years because we haven't been in conversation with the community. And that was one of the reasons that I wanted to go personally to the community, because we had been trying to connect with the community, and I think they had been expecting us to do that, and it just hadn't happened. There'd been a sort of miscommunication, and so we need to pick that up.
How did you feel hearing these stories? What kind of impact did they make on you, did they have on you?
Well, it's very emotional, and I feel very conflicted about my ability as one individual member of a government to resolve these issues. You know, you as a minister of the crown, you want to be able to help people with their issues. And when there are so many different players and factors, sometimes it's hard to move as quickly as you'd want to. I also feel very strongly that we have to pay very close attention to these things that have happened in the past and make sure that they don't happen again. And that was brought home to me a couple of weeks ago when the Assembly of First Nations was meeting in Toronto, and one of the chiefs from another part of the province met with me and talked about, you know, the mining and the resource extraction that we're doing in the north now. And he said, you know, we can't let future generations suffer from actions that we take now. And I think that's very much a First Nations stance. And I think Grassy Narrows is a stark reminder that we have to be very, very careful when we make decisions about industry and economic development. Yes, we need economic development, and yes, for example, we need the Ring of Fire and we need it to be developed, but we have to be very careful as we develop those very important initiatives.
What role do you think the federal government should be playing in resolving this situation?
Well, I think the federal government should be a partner with us and with the community. I think they should be at the table. I think Health Canada should be part of this discussion, and I'll certainly be doing everything in my power to bring them to the table. I think that it is unconscionable for one level of government that has been involved and has had responsibility and has ongoing responsibility to abdicate that responsibility. And so, I feel strongly that we have to continue to engage with the community and see if we can come to resolution, and we need the federal government to be part of that. So they should be in full partnership.
Minister Nguyen, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.